You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Remember this part? Yes. And then you sing it. And it means, what does it mean?
It shows us that we're not all the
nations. Okay, we were chosen, right? And Hashem picked us. And then what do we say after it? Beromamtanu, right? Mikol. What does it mean, Mimamtanu? Mikol Halishonot, that you uplifted us from all other languages. So what does that mean? So there are other 70 languages. So now we were privileged to speak Hebrew. Is that a shame? Yeah, Lashon HaKodesh. So that's our identity, that we are able to speak Hebrew. But what's the uniqueness about speaking Hebrew? Because it's Romamtanu Mikol HaLashonot. Okay, fine. But what's the difference? Like, let's say, not many people, like, let's say their tefillah, maybe they do it in Persian or English, no? But here, we're mentioning that we are very privileged, uplifted, because we are able to speak in Hebrew.
That's
the Lashon Shamayim, right? Yes? No, they have the angels that actually, they speak Chinese. We have Chinese angels, Japanese angels, French angels, English angels. I'm sorry? No, we have appointed angels for every nation.
We have them, and they speak their languages in Shamayim.
So they have to send email to each other, and you know, so they contact.
Name of Hashem is in Hebrew.
Name of Hashem is Hebrew. Yes. Fine, understand. But here, no, we are proud that we are able to speak in Hebrew. So now, Harav Safad Amir explains a very interesting thing, and that is to be able to praise Hashem in the right way, b'simcha. It's not possible in other 69 languages. The only way that you're able to praise Hashem fully, 100%, is only and only through Lashon HaKodesh. That's how beautiful it is. That's what they call Lashon HaKodesh, because the only one that has a filterized dictionary, it's only Lashon HaKodesh. It's an amazing thing. That every term, every word, it's absolutely Kadosh. Did you know about this? Yeah. It's an amazing thing. And not only that, Lashon HaKodesh is only language that can bring you the full simcha. Because it's Kodesh. As you see, like, the attitude of Israelis, you know, when you speak, you know, Hebrew, they're always calm, they're very gentle, they're always smiling.
Amen.
Yeah, that's how it is. You know, obviously, you know, if you find a, you know, treasure, rather than potato chips, which one is heavier? Bag of potato chips or a box of treasure? So which one you pick up, the bag of potato chips or or the
box of treasure?
But it's heavy. It's okay? You accept the so good. So now here, there's an interesting point that you should remind yourself through your life, that we see Ribono Shel Olam picked us, chose us. Why? Because he had such a faith in us that we are the right nation, that we always praise him and we always happy and we never complain.
Amen.
And to bring this about, so Hashem had to come up with a special patent to make us always happy. So,
did she have?
So now here, let's say, God forbid, not for anyone, but let's say he feels a pain, right? Very bad pain. So now he goes to the doctor. The doctor says, I'm sorry, you have infection, so we give you some antibiotic. And if it works, works. If not, we have to make a surgery. So then he takes the antibiotic, sees the antibiotic didn't work. So they make a surgery, then clean up the infection, and then after 2 weeks, it comes back to normal. So now, what his attitude at this moment toward what happened, how does he feel, how does he act?
He's
extremely happy. So when this matter came up, so, you know, it was not like a really smiley person. But now, when he went through the pain and, you know, the problem and the surgery, and then he says, oh, Baruch Hashem, everything's over. So now he became happy. You listening?
Yes.
So now, the pattern is as follows. The Ribono Shel Olam, when he realizes and notices that we're not happy enough, he gives us Yisurin, so we go through the pain. And then when we go through the process of Yisurin, and then he takes us away to make us happy. Yeah. So now, but the tip here is that because as a merciful father, he wants to see us happy, so he has no other choice. He gives us the Yisurin, so then when we get over it, and then he's extremely happy. Oh, Baruch Hashem is over. Thank you, Hashem. So now, the tip here is if we are happy enough, if we are thankful enough, if you are praiseful enough, so we don't need this patent. So then, Ribono Shel Olam has no need to give us the Yisurin that take it away and makes us happy. Because when you're already happy, so then you don't need to go through this process. And that's what exactly it means. You know what it is? This is the... Actually, you know, sometimes people get a car, like let's say a lease car or they buy a car, and then when they take it out, then it hits like the gate, little dent. Right? So then when the friend comes, they want to show the car, they just stand where the dent is, to block the dent, he will not see it. They won't move. So look at my car, I just got it, so move. No, he's not going to move, why? Yeah, you see the dent. So that's how it is. So that when Hashem picked us, so then, you know, we're His. So sometimes we have a little dent, but Hashem, you know, doesn't want Chas v'Shalom to show our blemish, our side of it. Because, you know, it is His that's what He's proud of. Proud of us. So He so happy with us. But His expectation here is, no matter what, you have to make sure you're a happy Yehudi. And then you don't need the patent. So when you're happy, then you're exempt from all the hardship, all the Yisurin. And Hashem is like, you know, that Niske, that to be the joy of Ribbono Shel Olam, that Shmuel could be proud of us with that Hashem. Niske v'arbi Yeshuot and Semachot v'karot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.